Do you have on your marching shoes today? Shoes matter. Just like you don't wear high heels to an amusement park, you don't wear flip-flops out to battle. Anyone in the military knows the importance of footwear. My dad was a Marine, and I have heard him talk many times about his boots and the importance of keeping those boots polished and ready. They had lots of drills, which meant marching. If my dad had showed up in flip-flops when he was called to attention, that would not have gone well. I've seen enough war movies with very loud drill sergeants to know that. Marching requires uniformed and organized steps. When the orders are given, the orders are obeyed, and you must be ready to complete the task. It's time to move and march out to battle for the cause of Christ. So, do you have your boots on? This is not a drill. Life is coming at us, and we must ready ourselves. Get our armor on and march in obedience to the Father. Lord, whatever you have for me this day, give me the grace to walk it out. What if, though, we get orders to do something that sounds a little crazy? What God has called and prepared us to do for His glory and plan so often can be way above our thoughts and plans. You want me to do what now? In the Old Testament, Noah got some pretty wild marching orders in Genesis chapter 6. Noah wasn't a young man when God told him to build an ark. He was actually close to retirement age. God spoke and Noah obeyed. He was ready. God was specific in how he told Noah to build the ark. What did Noah do? Genesis 6:22. Noah did everything just as God commanded him. Did Noah hear God and then put together a committee to talk about the facts and figures of building an ark? No. Did Noah hear God and then ask a ton of questions about what, how, when, and where? No. Did Noah start building and get to maybe year 99 of construction and all of a sudden take the advice of the people around him over what God had said? No. Noah put his boots on every single day and obeyed what God commanded him to do. That's a good soldier. You don't ask questions or question your commander-in-chief. When God speaks, we must heed the call on our life and realize this is not a drill. This is our time to be where we are in history for such a time as this. Maybe it's not building an ark, but maybe it's building a bridge and loving someone who hates you. Maybe it's saying yes to crossing the street and reaching out to someone who's hurting. Maybe it's saying yes to the open door, the invitation, the nudge in your heart to move out, put your boots on, and get your hands dirty by getting involved in something you know God is calling you to. Whatever it is, may we be found faithful like Noah. Hebrews 11:7. By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family. By his faith, he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness that is in keeping with faith. God is calling us to move. God is calling us to build. God is calling us to obey. How do we do that when we can't see what's ahead? By faith. That's the truth. This is not a drill. Get those spiritual boots on and march ahead to where God is calling you. I'm Lori Klein.